Well, I think what they're doing, and I'm in the camp of prioritizing the worst of the worst, but you don't, in fact, get sort of de facto amnesty for other people that broke the law. It may not be the worst of the worst, but it's still a quiet and once you get to Illinois, we will do everything we can to prevent you from being deported if you come here illegally. So the priority should be the worst of the worst, but the other people should not get a free pass and get amnesty. But what Governor Pritzker is saying, what he said, which is not true, is he suggests he supports deporting them on serious criminals, but in fact the policies in Illinois and the policies of Chicago are the exact opposite. They actually seek to keep the worst of the worst here. He would have a lot more ground to stand or stronger ground to stand on if he supported deporting violent criminal gang members and other people like that, like he just doesn't. But the administration has been consistent. The worst of the worst are going when other people do not have amnesty. And it's just a matter of how you prioritize and how you do things. But I think they really are, there is a consistency within the administration, and the priorities are, again, get the bad guys out first, but other people, you don't get to stay here illegally.
Well, acting as Director Jonathan Fahey, thank you so much for joining us. That's been a positive Saturday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we're learning more about the terror attack in Michigan that was apparently being planned for this Halloween weekend. Jonathan Sterry, that's all. Hello, Jonathan.
Good morning to you, Jonathan. A top federal law enforcement source tells Fox News that the people involved with this alleged attack or alleged plan to conduct a Halloween attack have possible ties to international terrorism. Sources familiar with the operation tell the New York Post authorities busted at least five people. According to the Post, round-the-clock FBI surveillance overheard the alleged plotters discussing plans for a, quote, Pumpkin Day, end quote, assault, but they did not agree on whether they were ready to carry out the attack on Halloween or if they needed more time to prepare. Fox News contributor Ted Williams says domestic terrorism is what keeps law enforcement up at night.
They know that there are a lot of sleeper cells in this country and that these individuals are ready and willing to carry out attacks in this country. In this instance, they believe allegedly that these attacks were inspired by ISIS.
Local media observed heavy law enforcement activity in the residential area in Dearborn and Inkster. Nearby residents were concerned.
You know, I never actually thought that this neighborhood was a threat until today. And it's very scary.
It's very scary. I never thought it would hit this close to our home. It can happen anywhere, I guess.
And according to the New York Post, sources described the people arrested as homegrown radicals. One of them, as young as 16, the police are investigating any possible foreign contact they may have had.
Justin Terry, thank you so much. Good to see you, sir. Supposed here in the Golden State, we decide Tuesday whether to redraw the congressional map to favor more Democrats, which will have nationwide implications of that. Next.
Corpus Christi. You see the big boat? Or big ship?
Meet Will Mark, a true American hero. This decorated veteran earned the Silver Star.
I had all weight on. I was in such extreme pain. I was drinking more. I was taking more pain pills. But when I started using Embonta, it was literally like